Relax. We're here. The boys are back and we're doing another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay? Okay. It's me. It's your boy. It's the hottest dude in the podcast game. The Thotty Bubati, the fucking original mogul. Okay? Sebi Chianti himself, Sebastian Canelli. Okay? Okay. Everyone's wondering. He's here, people. He's here. Okay? And he's here every week. And he is here. Okay? He is the cutest boy I've ever met, okay? It is my nephew. He may not be blood, but I still love him like my mother and his mother are sisters, okay? Give it up for Robbie boy, the cute boy himself, Robbie. Robbie, say what's up.
That would make me your cousin. My nephew would be if I was your sister's child.
Hey, dude. Hey.
Yeah, but thank you.
I fucked up right out the gate. I swear to God. And I've been talking about my 2-year-old nephew on the podcast. Now everyone's confused. They go, does Sebastian even understand what family trees are? You know? Yeah. No. I swear my mother had a child and the kid's 2 years old now. That's my nephew. Right?
<That's> your nephew.
Yeah. No. I'm kidding. I fucked that up, but hey. We leave it in. We leave it in, Robbie, yes. Because that's beautiful.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
If you're listening, you got to know. I just want you to off the bat be like, okay, I know Sebastian's not a perfect man. I think that's good for the audience. I think it's good for the audience to go in knowing, oh, he makes mistakes really big and he's fucking bold with them. Okay. It's good for people to just be aware of that instantly. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Everyone's saying it's Friday. This is our guest episode, right? On Tuesdays, we drop the solos, just Robbie and I, right?
Yes.
But it's Friday. Normally, at this time, a guest would be here talking to us.
That's true.
There is no guest right now.
No, we had something very beautiful happen.
Something very beautiful happened. Something very beautiful and not so anonymous.
No.
Fuck it.
So something so beautiful, we needed to do a little intro to explain to the listeners what's going on.
Of course, yeah. So basically, here's the deal. Here's what happened. We have Gethard on the podcast this week, right?
Chris Gethard,
right? So you should know him. He's had a fucking HBO comedy special. He's had his own TV show, The Chris Gethard Show. He's been on the fucking so many TV shows. He's literally
movies.
He's a comedy.
Wasn't he in the Don't Think Twice movie?
Of course he was in Don't Think. They're going to make an improv movie. They're not going to include Gethard. You better fucking believe it.
He's a mogul.
He's a mogul. So we have Gethard on this week and he shows up. We start talking and the episode that you're about to listen to now is about New York, Staten Island versus New Jersey, basically. Cause him and I got like a little beef thing going on. Not just him and I, I would say
Staten Island and New Jersey.
Yes. The entire state of New Jersey versus Staten Island. It's the whole thing. Right. So I'm like, come on, let's do an episode on Staten Island versus Jersey. Beautiful. He comes on, he shows up. I can't stop asking him questions about comedy for the first hour, okay? For the first, we literally do an hour of podcasting, me just asking him about what he thinks the future of comedy and improv is going to be.
He past, present, he kind of gives like a whole timeline from almost when the UCB4 got to New York to the end. And like what happened, what went wrong, what his advice is for the future. I mean, it was very good. It was a compelling conversation and he says a lot of great things.
Yes. It's a comedy nerd episode. It's for people that are in comedy. If you want to know what one of the greatest teachers of all times thinks about the future of improv, this is an episode to listen to.
Yeah.
But,
or if you just want to know, more about the improv community or like how it's some of the greatest people that you guys probably know, regular people probably know from television and movies, like
Amy Poehler,
Jason Sudeikis, Bobby Moynihan, all these people that he's like been around the scene with. But that's not, it wasn't like a usual episode of like you joking around and that kind of stuff.
No. So we do an hour and Gethard goes to me. He goes, is this what your show is? I go, no. He goes, no. And he goes, so what are we doing? He goes, let's do your show then. Let's do fucking Staten Island versus New Jersey. Yeah. But
very generous of him to do two full episodes.
100%. He goes, here's the deal. Release a bonus episode where we're talking about fucking improv, the future and the past.
Yeah.
So what you're about to listen to now is the Staten Island versus New Jersey episode. But expect a little bonus episode for all the fucking hotties out there. Okay.
We're getting a bonus episode sometime in the near future.
Yes, 100%. And it's I mean, I couldn't be more thankful for Gethard for coming on the podcast and literally doing an episode of my show and then also doing a fucking episode for the comedy people out there to talk about improv and his thoughts around that.
There hasn't really been, as far as I know, a conversation like this around improv. I guess speculating, what's going down.
Yeah.
So it was compelling.
So yeah, so that's what this is gonna be now our normal guest episode that you're about to listen to. Not a solo episode, which we do once we also are doing solo episodes once a week. So if you're new to the pod, please, I know that we got a lot of new listeners now. Please go listen to those solo episodes. It's just Robbie and I. We're telling stories. We're telling you what's happening in the world, our opinion on that shit, right? It's more of an inside look on what Robbie and I are thinking, right?
Yes.
But this is a normal guest episode that we're going to do. And then we're going to be releasing a special episode, a special drop with Gethard just talking about fucking improv comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. This will be our first bonus episode. But listeners, please review. If you want this bonus episode quickly, let's see some hype, some Loud About Nothing hype going on.
Please keep rating and reviewing 5 stars. It means so much to us when we see a new 5-star review and we get to read it. We fucking screenshot and we text each other it. Right?
Yeah, it's exciting. Share the Gethard episodes of the story if you guys are liking it. Keep buzzing the pod. And we're going to release if we feel like, oh, they need it. They're so hungry. We need to feed them this bonus episode. We'll release it tomorrow. But let's get some love from the hotties and we'll... We got a very interesting conversation.
Beautiful.
In the sidelines.
But for now, we're doing fucking Staten Island versus New Jersey. Fuck you, Robbie. I'm coming at you on this episode. All right? Fucking let's hit the episode. Okay. All right, get that.
We're going to transition to New Jersey.
A hard left turn right onto fucking Route 1 because we're going. Gethard, what do you want to get loud about?
Well, let me just say this. I'm a defender of New Jersey, and I'd like to step up and be that. And even right now, anyone listening, you didn't give me a choice.
You
told me it's about New Jersey.
I would say
because
this.
Because you're a Staten Islander, and you want to fight about it. And even you going right there, we make the hard left onto Route 1. First thing I'll say is Route 1 I worked at the fucking low Cineplex on Route 1.
Oh.
And everybody who ever fucking caused a problem there was a Staten Islander. Because a lot of Staten Islanders come over the bridge to shop on Route 1. They all shop at the fucking Ray Katina. The Ray Katina car place. We all know this. You guys would show up at the fucking movie theater. There was a knife fight in the fucking parking lot one day. And I am certain it was the Staten Islanders who came over the fucking... Gothels or
Outer Bridge.
Someone once told me it was pronounced Outer Bridge, but I think they were just trying to make me look like an asshole by saying that forever.
No, Gethard, it's definitely pronounced Outer Bridge, and you should tell everybody that. Fuck. You know, you should go around saying Outer Bridge.
For you to say we're going to fight about New Jersey and then immediately mention Route 1 as if Staten Island has this weird fucking thing of let's go out to Route 1 to buy our fucking cars and fight in the movie theater.
100%. And you know what? You might be our highest profile guests, right? Everyone else,
God
I'm such
bless
a
you.
Yeah, I'm
let's step it up, bro.
You want to give me some connects, bro? Come on.
No.
No, yeah, exactly. Nobody's helping me, okay? Get this, so fuck off. Anyways, everyone else, I go, what do you want to talk about? Yada, yada, hoota, hada, right? Yeah. You, I go, hey, come on my show. Let's talk about New Jersey. No choice.
You have some shit to say, clearly. So what was this about? Why did you do that?
Well, because one, New Jersey fucking sucks. I know we have a lot of people from New Jersey
you started the episode. I was like, New Jersey's awesome. And you agreed. And I was like, that's the first time he's affirmed positivity.
Him feel welcomed. You make Gethard feel welcome. So then you invite him. It's a Trojan horse kind of situation. Yeah. You know, I let him in and now I'll destroy him.
Okay.
I would drive into New Jersey and it would smell like a fucking asshole every time I drove over the bridge.
The Staten Island dump smells.
It doesn't. Yeah. At least we could see where
Staten
the smell
Island has
was
a dump
from.
So big you can see it from space, right?
And
they
we're proud of that.
You in school that the only thing you can see man-made from space is the Great Wall of China. Nope, the other thing man-made is the dump on Staten Island.
Beautiful. Don't we love that?
I'm glad you can make it smell like fucking roses and incense.
Yeah, I honestly, I love the dump. I
Here's
think
why New Jersey people get mad at Staten Islanders.
Okay.
Is because every stereotype about New Jersey is not true about people from New Jersey and is completely true about people from Staten Island.
Interesting. Well, so
they all talk like you. It's where there's
whoa,
more.
What
Guidos
do I talk in, like? What do I talk like?
There's
come
more
on, bro.
Guidos in Staten Island than New Jersey by far. There's okay. as much mafia in Staten Island as there is in New Jersey.
At least we're good at the mafia. You know, the whole point of the Sopranos.
You have bridges to Jersey and Bay Ridge. You all think you're as tough as Bay Ridge.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Staten Island kid. Okay. So, and so I think we're really tough. We, when the Verrazano opened, we go, okay,
most
we'll go over here to get some more
Staten
space.
Island are from Brooklyn. Staten Island was like woods 50, 60 years ago.
And now, well, now we showed up and we
and now
we
it's people
it
from Brooklyn and then they go to the, problems in Jersey are largely from Staten Island. I mean, my parents 1,000% are from Staten Island.
That
but like Marlboro, Manalapan, like the
all
immigration
of that,
too.
Edison, Metuchen, yeah, yeah. New Brunswick. You, no, you guys don't come down to New Brunswick because that's officially where you realize, okay, these people will not tolerate our fucking beer. This town is this town is insane enough on its own that we can't. The tidal wave stops here. That's
you know
like
how-
the Helms Deep of New Jersey when it comes to Staten Island.
You know how I know New Jersey sucks? Because when people are from New Jersey, I'll say, where are you from? And they'll say the tri-state area.
I say
they don't
Jersey
say
proud and loud
no,
every time.
Bro.
Every time I say Essex County. Oh, you know what? It's totally fair. You can say New Jersey's so horrible and smelly and fucked up from the comfort of that stretch of Staten Island where they go to sink all the fucking boats. Ever been out there?
No, I haven't. What is this place?
There's a boat graveyard where if you have a fucked up boat in New York, they go, okay, go sink it off this part of the coast of Staten Island.
You know,
yeah, it sounds like a real idyllic wonderland compared to where I grew up, man. The dump you can see from space and, oh, yeah, go crash your boats there.
I mean, but the thing about Staten Island is disgusting, but we own it. We own how horrible we are. You don't think so? When the Jersey Shore was presented, right? The Keto Guido fucking Vinny, right? He's uh-huh. proud of how much of how dirty the lifestyle is that he's from.
Now, we are proud too. But the other thing we don't tell the rest of the world
uh-huh.
is we have all that and more. Like drive through Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's one of the most beautiful places I've been to in this country, and I've driven cross country 5 times. Go to Frenchville, New Jersey. Go drive the county road that leads from Chester to there. You will never see more beautiful scenery. Staten Island, you can't drive 20 minutes without seeing a fucking abandoned monastery or abandoned hospital.
And that's beautiful. We have so many fucking ghosts in a fucking Seaview. You know, and come down.
Meanwhile, we have a magazine called Weird New Jersey that I worked at that actually has celebrated it. And you guys can't get your shit together. We wrote about Seaview because you guys can't read and write.
No, you are right. I did struggle. I did struggle with reading and writing. I will say that. I also do think that Staten Island was a place where fucked up New Yorkers went. Right. True. Mount Loretto was a place where they would ship boys, like all the fucked up boys. They go, let's push all these kids to Mount Loretto, Seaview Hospital, all the fucked up people. Let's put them in this one mental institution.
That little farm colony was down there. Right.
With all yep.
If you're a tuberculosis victim, mentally unstable or a juvenile delinquent. Mm-hmm. We have a place for you in Staten Island.
Yes, and that is the place in The Godfather where they're walking down the steps after the baptism. That's Mount Loretto, and that's where all those fucked up people will go.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's nice. Here, Gethard. So I'm going to show you right now why Staten Island's better than New Jersey. Go ahead. You're in a deli right now.
You can't possibly believe that the small Staten Island. Not, there's an argument for the five boroughs or New York State or
Staten Island is all of New Jersey's awfulness concentrated onto an island with nothing else to do.
We're powdered milk, bro. It's nice. You know what I'm saying?
Like okay. Staten Island is like an entire island that's just the area you drive through while leaving the Newark airport. It's an entire island of that.
Newark, I mean, I will give you this. Newark airport, I like. I like Newark airport. Of course. I will give you Newark airport.
The area we all hold up as, like, that's why people hate us, because of that disgusting area.
The Staten Island people, we go, we love Newark.
I feel
fuck
home.
JFK.
I feel yeah. like I'm at home.
Are you kidding me? Okay, you're in a deli. It's mm-hmm. the morning time.
Yeah.
You walk up to the counter. You're going to get a sandwich. What do you order?
I believe what you're leading me to. Now, I gave up meat a few years ago, but the traditional New Jersey order would be a Taylor ham, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup.
Oh, disgusting. Disgusting. It's Canadian bacon. First off, it's not Taylor ham. It's Canadian bacon.
You've never had it, it sounds like.
I've had it. I've had it in New Jersey. I bought it from a store. I've made it at home. I am a bacon, egg, and cheese boy through and through. Maybe a sausage, egg, and cheese, depending if they do the links or the round patties. You know,
you know what's cool about New Jersey? We got those too.
Yes. You don't know what you want to be.
You can get a bacon, egg, and cheese. I call it pork roll. But
so
yeah, pork
easily.
Roll, egg, and cheese too.
I'm going to tell you, pretty much any place that has Taylor ham, egg, and cheese, you could also just get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, that's
you
not
can
what
get
I
a
heard.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, but you can't get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. We're versatile. We're a versatile, diverse state.
I think that you don't know what you are. I think that's why there's no sales tax. You're like luring people
there
in.
There is sales tax.
Not on clothes. No, not on clothes.
I also like that I have a teammate in this, which I imagine most guests don't.
No,
on this
no.
show.
Never.
Can I hear? Oh, you want me to end this argument right now?
Okay, go ahead. Let's see.
Definitively, where you'll just be like, okay, yeah, this episode's 10 minutes long. go ahead and defend Staten Island's politics to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think New Jersey, yeah, is diverse. I love where I grew up. It's terrible. It's a very diverse place.
Let's just let Sebastian sit so in this many... moment. Let's just listen to Sebastian, the guy who never has a problem talking. Let's see how long this pause is.
Okay. As you know. Okay. Hold on. Let me figure this one out. Okay. Staten Island. Listen. We have an Achilles heel, and it's our politics. We clearly have some issues around that. Yes. And a lot of people, it goes back to the reading and writing thing. There's a lot of dumb people that are in Staten Island. And yes, the politics are very bad here. Worst in the whole city, by far.
It's the only place I can think of where, you know, there's a lot of places where I see a Blue Lives Matter sign. And now with my politics, I go, okay. Staten Island is the only place where I could imagine conceivably seeing a sign on someone's lawn that actually said Black Lives Don't Matter. I could actually imagine that in Staten Island being allowed to stay on someone's front lawn.
I wish you were wrong. It's a terrible place. It's a terrible place for this stuff. There's still Trump lost. He's out of office, right? Every other place they take down their Trump flags. In Staten Island, they doubled
make them bigger.
They made them bigger.
They make them as big as the American flag outside the Ray Katina.
That was bad politics at Ray Katina.
I always heard Staten Islanders love shopping for cars at those Route 1 places.
Oh, I 100%. My parents, I bought my car in New Jersey. I have a Kia Soul. I forget what route I bought it in, but I bought it in New Jersey. I went to Jersey and I sat at the IHOP across the way as they were fucking finishing it up. I got a Kia Soul.
At the IHOP?
Okay. At the IHOP, I probably... No, at the IHOP, I got the Kia Soul, okay? I bought it from the waitress. She was...
You got a Swedish passport breakfast from the Kia dealer.
Yes, I did. And I got the nice maple syrup. You know, I said, I don't want the shit on the table. Can you bring me the little canister? I'll pay the extra 90 cents.
Ooh.
No, I would go to New Jersey every single weekend because one, gas was cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's $10, $11 to go over the Outer Bridge.
That's Staten Island logic. I'll pay $10 to go get. I'll pay $10 to go save $3. Staten Island logic.
100%. We would drive over the bridge just to get gas, and then we would pay the toll to go back. We would make a trip out of it. Or we would go out to eat because you had all the... Staten Islands, we only do nice restaurants. You know what I mean? But in New Jersey, you do the chains. So if we wanted a chain restaurant, we would have to go to New Jersey. So, I mean, I'm not a person that doesn't know New Jersey. I've been to every weekend I spent in New Jersey.
And I spent a lot of time in Staten Island, known far and wide as the land of the Michelin star. With all these restaurants.
Oh, no. I mean, there's good Italian, but there's a place on Staten Island that's just grandma's cooking Italian food for you.
Yeah. No, you are right. You have us there. New Jersey has no good Italian food.
No. Shut up. I will give you this. I think Staten Island is good. Like with deli sandwiches, I'll go get like a nice fat turkey sandwich. But then I go Harold's. How am I going to beat a Harold sandwich?
Wait, is that a Jersey thing?
Yeah. You've never been to Harold's? They do sandwiches that are like 2 feet by the radish. It's
just massive portions.
Where is it?
Not even necessarily good. Route 18.
The radish.
By Rutgers. Yeah.
I went to a Rutgers. It must have opened after my time.
No, it's been there years. It's and they have a huge pickle bar, and they do potato pancakes the size of your face. They do everything that we want. It's like,
you gotta check it out.
Oh, dude.
Well, I can't help but notice you keep telling me how Jersey sucks and then saying how you spend all the time, your time there buying things and enjoying restaurants.
Okay, here's the secret. Staten Islanders use Jersey. We don't want to be there, but we don't have anything good here. Okay. I mean, we have some restaurants. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm so.
You got the Italian ice place. What is it? The Frank's Italian ice?
No, we got Ralph's.
Ralph's Italian ice.
But we have it too. There's some locations in Jersey. Okay.
I tried, Sebastian.
I mean, I
you got that one pizza place that's really good. You
Danino's,
got
the Danino's. But now Danino's. Apparently the best Danino's is in Brick, New Jersey. I was even talking to Staten Island people.
Sorry about that.
And they were like, you know, I think the best one, not in the West Village, not in Staten Island, is in Brick. I was like,
you know what you got, though, that honestly no place else has? The best Sri Lankan food. That Sri Lankan neighborhood. I went to Sri Lanka.
Really?
We loved the food.
Uh-huh.
Reading there's a Sri Lankan community in Staten Island. The Sri Lankan food there, I was like, this tastes like the same stuff I got out in the actual island of Sri Lanka.
I'm sure all of Staten Island agrees with you. That if you were to ask the average Staten Island person,
yes.
What are you
very big supporter of the South Asian community? Say. Yeah, I'm sure.
100%. I'm sure. I would say most of them would be like, we got great Sri Lankan food.
Yeah, that's where we all hang out in peaceful harmony.
Yeah. Oh, yo, let's smoke a blunt and go get some Sri Lankan food, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll pick you up in my
mouth.
It's
so good. It's so good.
What about we have Rutgers, the College of New Jersey, our alumni, Princeton. You guys have what, CSI?
No, you got you got
Wagner.
Wagner.
Wagner's a nice theater program. It has a good theater program, I heard.
Sebastian.
What?
Wagner has a nice theater program, I heard. We have the Mason Gross School of the Arts at Rutgers. Montclair State University has an extremely well-regarded theater program. Mm-hmm. If you want to go New York schools, even state schools, SUNY Purchase, legendary theater program, then every theater school in Manhattan.
I know. I'm not doing well with this argument. I'm going to confess something.
Yeah.
My grandpa passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, love the man. Still.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And he's buried in New Jersey. He never lived in New Jersey, never did anything, but he got a good deal. And we used to go to the Red Lobster. And he said, let me be buried right across from the Red Lobster. So every time you go to the Red Lobster, you can wave at me as you're getting your fucking cheddar biscuits.
So you're trying to slam Jersey.
I know. Am I?
And yet one of your closest relatives chose to spend eternity there.
Yep. And my grandma's there too. They're in one of those mausoleum things.
Oh, wow.
I can help you. I think to help you out.
Okay.
You want to attach yourself to the rest of the five boroughs. And then I think you would start to make an argument that New York City is better than the state of New Jersey.
Have you ever?
It's very hard to just isolate Staten Island against. Yeah, beach. I mean, it's very, very hard.
Have you ever lost an argument on this show? Have you ever lost an argument so hard that both of the people arguing as you start trying to help you? Has that ever happened before?
I noticed that before. First off,
I'm
it's
like
usually
the
not an argument.
Community.
Yeah, and I'm hyping up New Jersey. You would be like, no, Staten Island's good. You know,
I do actually. All bits aside, I have my fair share of love for Staten Island. Here's why this argument exists, and here's why these fights will happen in bars, is because by anybody who lives around the New York area, I think would agree, it would make more sense in almost every way for Staten Island to just be a part of New Jersey.
100%.
Yeah. It is suburban.
Yeah.
It is. It has the Guido vibe.
Yep.
It has its best food is Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar accent that honestly, like parts of Brooklyn, but the Staten Island, Jersey accents actually are very similar.
I know.
Do you know that? I believe, if I remember right, New York won Staten Island in a boat race. Jersey and New York had a boat race around Staten Island to see which, like, it was almost part of New Jersey.
This is that's the coolest fact I've ever heard.
I believe that is true. We should look it up to fact check. It might be an urban legend, but there's a rivalry.
Boat race that claims Staten Island.
We see too much of ourselves in each other.
I know.
We can't face it.
It's we're both not accepted by New York City.
The truth is that Staten Island and New Jersey, neither one is better. They're the same. They're the same.
Yeah.
And we have to fight the other one because we don't want to admit that.
You're not a tip. You don't feel. I feel like a Staten Island kid.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that New Jersey, typical New Jersey kid until you get to talking, I think.
Well, I will. When I get heated, I do start to say like horrible and things like that, you know. So the
do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. I grew up when I first started going into the city to do UCB. Dude, I was so entrenched in Jersey, went to Rutgers. I had no idea I had an accent. But people would be like, what are you saying? Like various and horrible and coffee. And like I trained myself out of it to be an actor.
Wow.
But when I get emotional or when I'm around my Jersey friends, it starts to come out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like all that starts to come out.
Yeah.
But I will actually say, and Robbie, tell me if you agree with me. When you're like, I feel like a typical Staten Islander, you're not a typical Jersey guy. One thing that pisses off New Jersey people, I think, is there's the whole like New Jersey thing, which started with an SNL sketch. It's not a real thing. You even said a lot of the cast members from Jersey Shore are not from New Jersey. I actually would argue that a kid who is artistic but self-conscious about it, who feels like he came up in a class of people where he's never allowed to be an artist, who's filled with mental health issues and depression. And historically, sometimes people are surprised to hear a lot of anger issues, who is like, I feel like an artist on the inside, but I'm going to spend my middle school and high school years getting in fucking fist fights to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually say you ask a lot of Jersey people and they'll go, oh, he is that's a prototypical Jersey story.
Interesting.
100%. That's the Soprano kids.
That's like everybody.
Like they're conflicting that. It's like we're one generation almost removed from that. Almost Staten Island, tough, like whatever.
But
you are like conflicting with like, oh, we don't have to be this way. Like
everybody in New Jersey, I think, has a moment when they're in their early 20s where they go, holy shit, the rest of the world didn't grow up as fucked up as we did. And it's also the most densely populated state in the country. So we also grow up with this really beautiful mix of everybody. You grow up in Jersey, no matter what your background is, like, you know, some weird Italian slang words.
Yeah.
You've gotten fucked up at a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Uh-huh.
Like you've gone to some friend's house and participated in the Jewish holidays at some point. I don't care if you live in the richest part of New Jersey, you're not more than 20 minutes drive, not 20, but like you're within an hour's drive of like a failed industrial city.
Sure.
There are stretches in New Jersey where you can drive 20, you start in Jersey City and you can like leave a neighborhood with the best Indian food. You can drive through Hoboken where it's this weird mix of like mostly New York commuters, but still a handful of like old school Irish dock worker families. And then you can be in Union City where there's the most amazing Cuban food. Mm-hmm. And then you could drive up on Boulevard East where there's these like insane views of the skyline. And then 5 minutes after that, you're in Fort Lee that has this huge Asian community. You can go to like a Japanese mall and a Korean giant castle spa. That's within like, I'm telling you, that's a 20 minute drive. So the prototypical Jersey person is someone who grew up. You will grow up in New Jersey and this is not true everywhere. I was lucky. I grew up in a town in Essex County where I had experienced a lot of people have where it's like you can be in school with somebody who is on food stamps, and you can be in the same lunchroom with someone whose parents are multimillionaires. Growing the prototypical Jersey person is someone who grew up around a lot of diversity and who is completely confused about who they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. and defined by this weird class conflict and uncertainty and this feeling of like, man, we have the best of everybody, but also these pronounced divisions, and it's kind of a fucking pressure cooker, and it makes us all a little weird, and nobody knows how to express themselves honestly, and there's this fucked up priority on toughness that creates this barrier between people. That's the fucking, the typical toughness. Jersey person is like someone who's kind of fucked up and in their head and has to grow out of it because it's a very confusing place.
Sure. I grew up around that like artificial toughness that you have to like flex and like that's not who I am. I am a mush of a man. And I had to pretend to be a tough person and would have to
survive.
Literally to survive. Literally. I remember when I was in junior high, there was going to be a fight between schools behind the Atrium movie theater, and kids were talking about like, oh, we're going to bring knives. And I was literally 11 and 13 years old. And these are all kids that live in suburbs and have no reason to be fighting each other with knives.
Yeah.
But it's just to show that like I could do this. And I remember having to think in my head, like, what excuse am I going to make up to everyone that I'm not going to show up behind the Atrium to fight for IS7?
Yeah, my high school quarterback, there was a fight between two towns. He got hit in the head with a fucking hammer. You know what I mean? Like,
insane.
There was in my high school, there was a fight between two kids, and they were of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And it led to all the kids of those backgrounds fighting each other. And that led to people like calling their cousins from other towns and people not from our town showing up, entering the halls of our high school and fighting each other. Like, I'm not trying to act like a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy. That's the problem, is we grew up in an environment where shit like that happens and is viewed as necessary and cool, and it's not necessary or cool. And I'm like, in my heart, I kind of want to be an actor. Like, you don't survive. You don't admit that, and you don't survive. How you feel.
That's why I liked weed at a young age, because it gave me license to be happy and joyous. And it was like, he's just high. It was
also cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
I was so fucking cool.
You found a loophole on how to be cool. Yeah, and
you don't need to be the knife fight guy if you're the weed guy.
100%. You do. Sebastian's not going to fight. He's high. You know what I mean? Like, there was this element of like weed was an escape from pretending to be tough.
Oh, and it goes further than that. And like, I hear that, I'm like, I'm glad you turned out okay, because I'm sure Staten Island is the same. Like, how many people do you have where you have a lot of love in your heart for them who were just brutal alcoholics? How many kids do I grow up with who had to fall into the fucking opioid addiction?
Yeah.
And the heroin thing.
I can't even, I haven't talked about it. My best friend from high school died during quarantine because of shit. You know what I mean?
The two friends who lived on my block, I lived in the same house until I was five. There were two other kids my exact age. I stayed really close with them. The one throughout my whole life, the other I knew through high school. We moved to different neighborhoods. Both of them, heroin overdoses, dead.
Wow.
All the shit comes off the boats in Elizabeth and the ports, you know, Bayonne, and it's all right there. And it's like, we grew up in some fucked up places, so we got to yell at each other.
I know.
Or else we're going to have to deal with the reality of where we grew up.
It's so sad, because all this, and I see people, and I've said this before, like I'll see people and they'll say the terms to me, oh, you got out.
Yeah.
It's you got out. It's not like because, and this place sucks you back in. I see people and I go, I can't hang out with you. I saw one of my buddies at the walking down the street. I'm like, I can't even stop to say hi to this kid, because they'll try to draw you back into this like toxic world. And my mom does ask me, she goes, what happened? How did you? I'm so happy this happened, but what happened? You know?
Yeah.
And I can't explain to her that like I grew up in a beautiful house. Everything outside the house was a nightmare.
Same. And my dad grew up across the street from me. My grandparents still live there, and he loved the neighborhood. He had an amazing experience there in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
didn't realize, like, oh, we're going down to the church parking lot, and literally bullies are picking us up and throwing us in dumpsters and sitting on the lids. Like, we're literally getting in actual fist fights with kids 5 years older than us. Like, this is fucked up, you know? And like,
yes,
our school system. Oof, oof.
It was bad.
No adults wanted to, there was, nobody wanted to report anything so that it wouldn't affect property values. That was the school policy.
Oh, Jesus. All the Christ. Fuck,
it's not showing up in the paper, property values. And man, do I have a lot of anger towards the schools I went to. Man, do I have a lot of anger.
Why? Because so, yeah. people were bullying you, or you were bullying?
I mean, there's a lot of that of just, and again, this feeling that I was this little late bloomer kid with glasses.
Yeah.
Who got in fist fights. I'm not saying I got in fights every day. I'm not saying I was like a fucking pit fighter, like blood sport. But sure. I'm saying at least 3 or 4 times a year, I'd get in an out and out fist fight. 6th, 7th, 8th grade, freshman year. I grew up in the half of town where that was standard. High school, both sides of town came together. I got in one fist fight freshman year, and all the kids from the other side of town viewed it as so unusual and weird. And I go, oh, this is like the first month or two of school where I go, oh, okay, that's not going to be a thing. That's okay. So there's that. And then, like, here's the perfect story, an example. And I got a lot of these, and friends of mine, I've reconnected with friends of mine since I moved back to Jersey. And it's good because we all feel less insane talking about this shit was real. There was like stories going around that these kids were coming up from the next town over, which was a tougher town. And they were waiting along the path where a lot of us walked home from school, and they were jumping kids and taking their stuff.
Sure.
And I had these two friends in my neighborhood. They were brothers. They leave school one day and they get to about a block from the school. They see these kids who they don't know hanging out in front of these billboards. So they walk back to the school. They go, hey, we've been hearing about these kids coming up from Orange. We were in West Orange. We've been hearing about these kids coming up from Orange, beating kids up. We think the kids are waiting for us. They go, well, where are they? Right in front of the billboards. Well, that's not on school property.
Jesus.
Okay. So what? So it's not, we can't, it's not a thing that we deal with. It's not on school property. So then they go, okay. And they walk home and they get fucking beat up. And this was back when I was a kid. They took their fucking Walkmans and they left. Yeah. You hear that story. You have that happen to one of your best friends. You go, okay, the adults aren't watching my back. So I got to be ready to watch my own back. And that's not something that fucking 12 and 13 year olds should have to feel, you know?
And it's crazy that it's like junior high age. It's like, that's when the shit was bad. Worse than high school. It was when I was like in junior high, and it is this idea. There was no reason for kids to be stealing. Like, I remember one kid like kicked the shit out of my friends to take their Razor scooter. The kid already had a Razor scooter.
It's just to do it.
It's to show off. Yeah. Yes.
The tough guy mentality.
Yeah. I mean, dude. So look, I had a TV show, you know, and the TV show's gone. So now I'm like, okay, like that's where I made my money. I will be lucky if I get an opportunity like that again. You know, that's the nature of entertainment. Like many, many, many years where I didn't make any money, and then a burst of years where I made a lot of money. And now I don't know that that's going to happen again. I have a 2-year-old. What's the smart thing to do with that money? Go buy a nice house in an area with a good school system, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I spent all that money. We are now officially the poorest people in a very nice neighborhood. Like that's our status. Like we're a couple of artists who spent the money we made in a neighborhood where there's a lot of fucking like this guy I'm friends with down the block is a lawyer, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
And that's good. That's what I fought for, you know, but back in Jersey, I've been reconnecting with some of my old friends, the good, you know, the people where I'm like, oh, those were the other good kids. Let me reach out. Like I've always been vaguely in touch with them, but I've been in the cities, you know, doing shows 5 nights a week, blah, blah, blah. And I found myself very consistently inviting people over, going, please don't make fun of me for living in this fucking fancy house. Like you're going to be rolling your eyes. And a very good friend of mine stopped me. He's like, dude, cut that shit out right now. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, all you ever did was work hard. And like anybody who you're reaching out to, we've been watching you for 20 years work hard. So you don't need to fucking apologize. Like anybody you're inviting to your house, don't apologize to them. There might be other people in town who want to fucking cut you down. it's not me, man. So, but that's, again, it's how we were raised. Oh, I should be ashamed because I have a nice house now, you know, like it's fucking weird. I thank God I grew up the way I did, but I also have, especially raising a son now, many, many adjustments that I need to make based on the things that I look back on.
Of course. And I think I totally am like, I think this is what made me creative, is that it is this idea of a pressure cooker where I was. Mm-hmm. I was like a little fucking fat boy with anxiety that tried to fit in with all these like kids that were just like loud and dumb and just want to like pull their balls out to show people. You know what I mean? Like, and just like getting fights. And I had to try to like blend into them.
And growing up where we did, my opinion, and not all in New Jersey, I will say this, not all of New Jersey is like what I'm describing. This is very Essex County. A lot of New Jersey people would agree. That being said, I think many areas of New Jersey have their version of this. Like even the rich areas.
Yeah.
The kids get hooked on pills. That's not an uncommon thing. You know, like even the people who live out in the fucking boondocks, like they're getting in fights. Like it's a thing. It's an attitude. But one thing you just said that I totally agree with is when you're like, I'm the creative kid. I feel like one thing that's actually a huge asset from all of this that I've always gotten the sense about you, and it's part of why I think you moved so fast through the same system I came up in, is when you come from where we come from and you want to be creative, you have this panic where you go, I got to work 10 times harder than everybody else, because you assume anybody who's in these creative, when I'm taking the train up from Rutgers, I'm assuming everyone else artistic around me thinks I don't belong.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming everybody from where I'm from thinks I'm putting on airs.
100%.
So it's like, if I'm going to be an artist, I need to work as hard at that as my dad worked when he started out managing a factory floor. I need to work as hard as my next door neighbor who was a fireman, the fucking people who did landscaping down my block, the plumber around the corner. I need to work as hard at this as they did at that, or else I'm a big fucking fake who doesn't deserve it. You know?
The best advice I got that connected with me the most when I started was like, teacher I had was like, bro, you're just a tile guy, you know? You just need to put down tiles. Every day, you just need to be putting down tiles, you know?
Yeah. Don't think of it. You get what that means.
I get what that connected with me. It's like, don't make it special. Just go in and do the work. And I 100% agree with you, not fitting in anywhere. In college is when I started doing comedy. And
where'd you go to school?
I went to Manhattan College in Riverdale. Mm-hmm. So I would come down, because I originally went for engineering, because
what was the name of their improv group? Was it Scatterbomb or was that?
Scatterbombs. Wow. Wow. Good for you, Gether. Wow. That is, I almost was like, do I know? Wow. Shout out Scatterbombs. Chris Gether knows who you are. Okay. That's truly, you just made their life. I went to school for engineering because my grandpa was a construction worker, and he was kind of just like, this is what you do. You go to school, you work hard so you don't have to be a construction worker, so you could be an engineer, make more money at the same job. But I dropped out of that because I realized I wanted to do art stuff, and I had to hide comedy from my friends in college because I was called a loser. I remember I was writing jokes and doing like some stand-up at the time. One day, my buddies, they stole my notebook from my room, and they like one of them like pinned me down and read my jokes out loud, and they all laughed at how bad it was. And this is me trying to like be like, I'm trying. So I would secretly go into the city alone every night, except for the weekends, because I had to get fucked up sometimes, you know.
Well, I was like that too. I wonder if you fit this description too. When I was taking my UCB classes, I was the first person there waiting in the hallway.
I was early, waited outside and smoked weed by myself for a half hour and showed up late.
But it's that thing of like, again, growing up where we grow up, it's like, I don't want to get stuck in the fucking Lincoln Tunnel. What if something's wrong with the fucking ferry today, or there's traffic at the bridge today? So I'll be there an hour early. Fuck that. I'm not missing it. Like, if my option is cut it close or get there 90 minutes too early, I'm going 90 minutes too early, you know?
Me too.
Oh, and I just took a 3-hour class and somebody said, oh, there might be a show you can jump in on. Well, I guess I'm hanging out even longer, even though I got work in the morning. Like, that's part of being from where we're from too. It's just like, and dude, there was, I started to have this, and I bet you have your version of this.
Yeah.
Almost like a Pavlov's dog thing, where when I was in New Brunswick, if I heard the fucking train go by and I heard that train whistle and I wasn't on the train,
I get so
fucking depressed.
Ugh.
And when I take my classes and have to go to shitty ass Penn Station after, stand there with fucking like actual people in the middle of psychotic breakdowns of like drug driven mania in lingering in the fucking bathroom. Everybody's in a bad fucking mood. People like falling asleep, waiting on the train. And I get on that train back to Rutgers. I'd be like, fuck, man. Now I got to fight to get back out. Every time I went back, it felt like now I got to just fight to even show up again.
It would take me an hour and a half on the express bus to get to the city. And some days I remember, the express bus is an hour and a half. And I would make sure I spent it. I would do enough comedy stuff that it would make it worth my time. If that was talking to comedy people, doing classes, doing shows, watching shows, I go, this 3-hour commute has to be worth my time. And everyone would go, I can't believe you do that. I can't believe this is wild that you came in for a Triple Crown show. And in my heart, I was like, fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
And I remember some nights I would get off.
Congrats on having enough money that you can just live here. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yeah. I had to live with my parents.
I lived close.
Yes.
You live here. Like,
yeah, I sacrificed my social life a little bit for this. And I would get off the same time as all like the cleaning people would for all the buildings, and they would take the express bus home too. And some nights I wouldn't even have enough money to go get like a soda. And I would have to wait for the express bus and there would be no seats. And I would have to stand up for an hour and a half. And I remember multiple times crying, standing up between like people that were just doing hard labor. And I'm crying because I'm doing comedy going back and forth. And just thinking to myself, one day I'll laugh at this.
So you got
to
treat it like its own hard labor.
But 100%.
Dude, being on the crowded express bus, it sucks not getting a seat. But then, at least with New Jersey Transit, it's like, well, the other option on that like 1:30 a.m. last train back is you're on a car with four other people. And now you're like, ah, fuck, because that guy looks weird and I might need to save that woman at some point. So now I got to stay like all on the edge of my fucking seat because there's a psycho and what appears to be a 19-year-old girl. And he's just moved a seat closer to her. And now I'm going to be the last line of defense because this fucking psycho is like, you have those public transportation things where we live too.
I got mugged on the subway because I would take it back and forth to the one train all the way to the Bronx during college late at night doing comedy. And I remember it happened and my mom freaked out and she's like, you got to stop. I'm like, I'm not gonna. I go, it could happen to anyone. You know,
I'd rather quit college than quit comedy.
I tried to quit college and my parents, they said, don't quit college. If you finish school, you could do whatever you want afterwards.
We have similar lives, my friend.
Really?
So I found the easiest degree at Rutgers University and I went and got it.
Me too. I switched from engineering to literally broadcasting and I just did comedy and just skated by with like B minus
and broadcasted.
Yeah. Gethard, thank you so much for taking you. I mean, I'm so happy we got to talk to each other.
We did
man.
Two episodes.
And I officially win the argument because you started out trying to fight me saying, I'm going to force you to go. And it ended with you going, thank you so much. So I
thank you. Thank you. You do win. Gethard, I don't need, you know what? I don't need to win because I actually have fucking cool sneakers. Okay, bro.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I got the cheap prototypes. But yeah, this was a great conversation and I'm glad we got to have it, man.
Me too, man. You know what? It's always so nice to talk to you. I look up to you, bro.
Thanks, man.
You know,
I think you're a really funny dude.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. You know, I look up to you. You're someone I go, you got a good career. I'm like, I would love that.
Thanks,
what
man.
You do, well, I would fucking love that. So
thanks, man. And I feel really good about it. But I'll also tell you, it doesn't cure all the fucking panic and insecurity. So don't assume that either.
I know.
Little word of advice.
My therapist says it only actually gets worse, your anxiety, as you get more successful.
Yeah, yeah. Now there's a ball to drop. And then when it all goes away, you have to rebuild. And your self-perception can get really weird. But on the good days, you go, oh, I did a lot of cool shit. That's cool.
You did, man. And people know you. Man. People love you.
It's all right.
Hey, dude, fuck you. Take the compliments.
Thanks, man.
This is so beautiful. Everyone should go check out. Get that you have Planet Scum.
Uh-huh. That's like a tried to rebuild like a comedy venue for a lot of the alt comics and UCB people.
Yeah, everyone should go check out Planet Scum. There's a lot of cool shows on there, so go check it out. Listen to Gethard's podcast, New Jersey is the World. You know, he'll be talking. If you like hearing him talk about Jersey stuff here, go listen there. I'm sure he's going to be talking about tons of Jersey shit over there. Anything else you want to plug, Gethard?
I'm Beautiful Anonymous. That's my podcast I've been doing for years. That's really fun. And
how many times have you thought, is Sebastian the anonymous person?
Zero is my guess.
Yeah. It would be impossible for you to be anonymous.
What if I was the anonymous person one day?
You'd call up and be like, Gethard, bro. I'd be like, hang up the phone, Sebastian. We're not doing this.
Come on, bro. What if I want to get real for a minute with you, you know?
I love it. Someday.
You know? Someday I'm going to sneak onto that show. That's a promise. One day you're going to pick up that line and it's going to be like, bro, let's fucking do it. That's what you're going to hear on the other line. Robbie, is there anything you want to plug?
No, just Loud About Nothing. We do 2 episodes a week. This week, 3, I guess. But we do one, me and Sebastian.
Are people going to get mad at me for the shit I said about improv?
No, I think they'll like it.
I think they'll like it, man. Here, if you want my truthful opinion, one, you're not in the world anymore.
Yeah.
So it's on. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Right? 2, people care so much that some people are going to hate it. Some people are going to love it. But no matter what, they're going to fucking eat it up.
Yeah, they're starving for improv.
They're starving. Dude, I want to hear what you have to say about this. And I don't seek out a lot of improv conversations.
Yeah.
I'm desperate to hear what your opinions are about this. I know that we had to talk about like something fun, but all I wanted to talk to you about was what is comedy? What should I do now? What do you think about what happened at UCB?
Yeah. Well, we covered that.
We covered that. I don't think people are going to get me. I mean, some people aren't going to like it, but some people aren't going to like me. Some people aren't going to like everything, you know?
I tried to make a point of being like, I left almost 10 years ago. I know that I have no rights. Like, I think I got that on record. So
I think
show business is people, the demand to create a show is, you know, that, and
yeah,
that's like what it is at this will be that it'll be like people need to create a demand for people to go see a show.
Yeah. And that means you have to make a really, really good show that doesn't fit the stereotypes of what people joke about.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't invite anybody to come see a show of me performing until I was literally getting people like Sebastian to come to the show. Mm-hmm. And I brought it to like a very New Jersey, right? Like I was like, I don't want to do, I basically did like a New Jersey improv show where we would do that kind of stuff. And I was like, all right, I'll get the funniest people that I know would crush that audience. And that's kind of what like I would do at the Pit. And I did use UCB as like a, I was like, this is a school and I'm going to learn the school. I don't, whether I excel in the school or if I do things out, I'm going to like meet like-minded people and just like learn a form of something.
Robbie was my student.
Got nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And I fucking liked him. And then after the school's dissolved, everything's gone. I'm like, bro, let's just do something, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Fuck that. You know?
It's awesome.
Get that. I love this.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
All my hotties out there, thank you so much for listening. We love you. All right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.